Welcome to Something Different from OUTORA, where we give you something different for your learning day. We often talk about eating to live versus living to eat, as if that's the end-all and be-all of Judaism's outlook on what we put in our bodies. But when you think about it, there are so many laws about what we can eat, when we can eat it, how we can eat it, and the food we grow and the food we cook, etc., etc. There's got to be more to it than just are we eating to live or living to eat. In today's selection, Daniel Adler quotes Dayan Grunfeld's book, The Jewish Dietary Laws, in a shiur called The Torah's Attitude to Food, which gives us perhaps a much more global perspective on why we eat the things and the times and the ways we do.
The Torah understands food as more than just a way to physically sustain ourselves, but more than that, it influences us spiritually, intellectually, and our personalities. Food for the Jewish person has moral and religious significance to it. Now, there is a common understanding in the world that religion deals with the spiritual and does not concern itself with physical items that seem so important, such as food, which has no obvious connection to the spiritual or man's morality. This understanding is that religion is concerned exclusively with a person's inner frame of mind and spirituality, nothing else really. In Judaism, however, we really have a completely different understanding of what religion is. Not only that, there is no actual word for religion in the Torah, because every single thing that we do comes under the umbrella of religion. Since the Torah is absorbed in every aspect of our lives, it's actually more accurate to understand Judaism as a theonomy, a system of laws that governs our lives, more so than saying it's a religion. So in other words, it's kind of wrong to call Judaism a religion. It doesn't really fit that category. To say that there is a specific part of life that is involved with religion and other parts that are not involved is basically a blasphemous statement, since that attitude is excluding God from an aspect of life. And to quote Dayan Grunfeld directly, he writes, "To be religious means to the faithful Jew to conceive of all human activities as falling within one scheme, the character of which is determined by the all-embracing laws of the Torah." Now, as we discuss in the 19 Letters series, we attempt to emulate Hashem, who is a complete and whole one, by making our lives one unit. We are not schizophrenic. We must be the same Jew, the same person, in every situation and in every part and aspect of our lives. Since in our conception, life is one, it is indivisible, therefore no part of life falls outside the domain of the Torah. We are a holy nation, not because we are ruled by some priestly caste, but rather we are meant to be, and here's another direct quote, a commonwealth where every home is a temple and every table an altar, where the fields and the meadows, the workshops and marketplaces, the offices, homes and kitchens are just as much scenes of divine service as the house of worship and the house of study. Now, this idea is spelled out in Mishle. It says in 3:6, "B'chol derachecha da'ehu, v'hu yasher orchusecha. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." So we see that this pasuk encapsulates that idea of b'chol derachecha da'ehu. There is nothing which falls outside of the Torah.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OUTorah app for iOS and Android.